La semana pasada, el miércoles, nos fuimos a Guanajuato, México. Last week on Wednesday, we left to Guanajuato, México. Y fuimos a visitar a mi suegra. We went to visit my mother-in-law. Pero además de eso, fuimos con la intención de poder alcanzar a la familia de mi esposa y hablarle sobre el evangelio. We went there also, not only just to see my mother-in-law, but we went with the intent of sharing the gospel with our family, with her family. And my wife has a huge family over there, easily over 100, 200 people. Mi esposa tiene una familia muy grande allí, más de 100 o 200 personas que son familiares en esa ciudad. And while we were there, we also went on a couple trips and really had our eyes open as to how much the world is falling for all this mysticism and all these different things that we know are dark. Nos quedamos bien sorprendidos porque fuimos a lugares a visitar y vimos cómo el mundo está bien, bien perdido con todas las cosas místicas y del mundo, y bien que sabemos que todo eso es oscuridad. We had the opportunity to go to some ruins, ancient, they weren't Aztecs, they were another group of people from Teotihuacan, and we went into their ruins, and there was people that were talking about all these stones and all this, like, all these things of what they believed in, and they believed, you can feel that they believe what the people believed in, and it was eerie. Cuando fuimos para allá, fuimos a un lugar que se llamaba Teotihuacan. No eran aztecas, eran otros indígenas que tenían una ciudad y tenían sus pirámides, y la gente, los que estaban ahí, uno podía sentir y ver que creían en todas esas cosas que habían ahí. Estaban vendiendo piedras y que esto y el otro, y hablando sobre cosas que la verdad nos dejaron bien, bien con el saber de que tenemos que hablar a la gente porque se están de tenemos que hablarles del evangelio para que no queden perdidos en esa mentira. Seeing all these people falling for all this belief in stones and energy that they have and everything just left us with a strong desire to try to reach the lost and tell them not to fall for all these false beliefs and these beliefs that are dark and are going to lead them to where they don't want to go. And one interesting fact before I move further into what happened with my wife's family is, and even learning this kind of blew my mind, these people from ancient times, the priests would offer themselves up as a sacrifice, and they had this symbol that had north, south, east, and west, and in the middle was a snake because they believed the middle was also a center of just a direction that went up and down, and there was a snake ready to devour them, and they would sacrifice themselves underground under those pyramids. Esta gente, los sacerdotes se ofrecían como sacrificio y era honor para ellos para hacerlo, y lo hacían debajo de la pirámide y tenían un símbolo que era como una flor, pero representaba el norte, el sur, el este y el oeste. Luego había en el centro como la cara de una víbora, y eso representaba otro punto de destinación de arriba y abajo, que dice como un portal espiritual. Y viendo la cara de una víbora, nomás me quedé like, wow, ¿cómo pueden creer esto? Seeing that snake, seeing that spiritual being, knowing that it was evil, I was like, how can people follow this, seek this? It really ignited something in me to be like, man, this place is lost. And I felt for it, and I just prayed because they have a mixture of that with Catholicism, and people are just, they're lost there. Me quedé bien con una carga porque la gente están revueltos con eso y catolicismo y están perdidos. Y después de irnos de ahí, regresamos a la casa y ya teníamos la intención de que vamos a tener que hablarles a nuestras a la esposa, a la familia de mi esposa. We came back from there with a really an eye opener, saying, you know, just knowing that there's so many people that are into this right now, and we came back with an intention of reaching my wife's family, and knowing that they're in a lot of different doctrines and beliefs, and we were God opened the door for us to reach three families for my wife's, and talk to them about salvation, and talk to them about repentance, and coming to a church that we found when we were there, that we were an apostolic church that preached the same message, that you felt the Holy Ghost when you walked in there. And it was good to know that it was close to my wife's family. En regresar, pudimos hablar como con tres familias de mi esposa, y con sus tíos y tías, y hablarles sobre el evangelio, hablarles sobre la salvación, el arrepentimiento, el bautismo y recibir el Espíritu Santo. Y se sentía la presencia de Dios ahí. Ellos lo sentían y querían saber más. Y lo que más nos gustó y pues pasó es que también hay una iglesia apostólica allí cerca de la ciudad, en donde predica la verdad y todo. En cuanto entramos, hasta mi hijo, no entendiendo español, dijo: siento el Espíritu Santo aquí. My son, who doesn't speak Spanish, doesn't understand. As soon as he stepped foot, he's like, I feel the Holy Ghost here. And it was a, you know, an amazing service, and with praise and worship, and just people on their knees on you know, cement floors, and everyone dressed modestly. La gente allí estaban alabando y adorando al Señor en rodillas en el piso de cemento. Estaban alabando y todos vestidos bien, cubiertos, pues modestamente. Fue muy bonito saber de que me quedé con mucho ánimo sabiendo que había una iglesia cerca de la familia de mi esposa. I left really happy that knowing that there's a church nearby my wife's family. And on the last day, we spoke to my wife's family and one of her family members, and they were, you can tell there was a lot of hurt, not only with the couple, but also with their child, their daughter, who's no longer a child, but she was older. And you can feel the hurt and the pain from life, and that how they were hopeless. The mom said, I've tried everything. I've called on everything, and I don't know who to call on anymore. Alcanzamos el último día antes de irnos a hablar con una familia de mi esposa, y se veía el dolor que tenía la pareja y su hija. Tenían mucho dolor, y cuando hablamos con ellos, la esposa decía: le he pedido a todos, a tantas diferentes cosas. He comprado, I bought statues, he comprado estatuas, le he hablado a todo y nadie me ayuda, nadie me contesta. No one answers. No one, no, I don't feel, hear anything. She's like, I'm losing faith. Me dice, estoy perdiendo la fe. Y le dije, you're not believing in the right thing. Le dije, no estás creyendo en la cosa correcta. Le dije, llama en el nombre de Jesús. Call on the name of Jesus, what I told her. And he will come. He will hear you. And he's been listening to you. Because if you were losing your faith and you didn't have any ounce of faith anymore, you would be gone already. You would have taken your life. You would have done something, because she's battling with some pretty heavy things. Le dije, si no tuvieras fe ni un poquito y lo estuvieras perdiendo, no estuvieras aquí. Ya hubieras hecho algo, te hubieras suicidado, algo hubieras hecho para tomar tu vida si no tuvieras un poquito de fe. Pero llaman Jesús y Él va a estar ahí. Él te va a escuchar. Y ve a la iglesia, verás que Él te puede quitar todo, cualquier cosa que tengas, cualquier coraje, cualquier frustración, cualquier temor, Él te lo quita. I told her, go to church. Go to church with my mother-in-law and give it to God, and He will take all the pain. He will take everything. He won't take the memories away. He'll take the pain, and he'll give you and your husband a testimony that you can share not only with your family, but with everyone around you. And le dije, puede quitarte todo el dolor, toda la pena, todo lo que estás pasando, y puede sanarte a ti y a tu esposo para que tengan un testimonio para tu familia y para todos los que están al lado de ustedes. And we knew we were in God's will because the enemy tried to use someone else to come visit and try to sow discord with comments and different things. And I was just like, I rebuke this person's spirit of what they have in Jesus' name. And they ended up leaving, and it opened up the door for us to talk more. El enemigo, sabíamos que estábamos a la voluntad de Dios porque el enemigo trató de usar a alguien que entrara a la casa como visita. Sin tener invitación, y estaban tratando de echar cizaña, diciendo cosas y haciendo comentarios, y pues pudimos testificarle a ella también. Y al final de todo, ella dijo, pues, ¿en a cuál iglesia vas? O, ¿en dónde está la iglesia donde fueron? At the end of the day, when we testified to her as well, and she ended up saying, what church do you go to? And I told her, well, next time if we come again, I would like to take you to the church. And she said, okay, I'll go. And I was like, or go with with my mother-in-law. And she's like, okay. And then, y le dije, pues a la otra que regresemos, la llevamos a la iglesia, si no, con mi suegra, vaya. Y ella dijo, okay, está bien. Pero pudimos testificarle a familias y vimos la necesidad. The biggest thing is we saw the need that people have there of the truth, because everywhere in Mexico, there's Catholic church after Catholic. They have two churches side by side. They have nothing but old Spaniard churches that are, you know, hundreds of years old, but the traditions are still there. Vimos la necesidad allá. Toda la gente que hay tantas iglesias en cada ciudad. Hay dos iglesias católicas un lado al otro en casi cada ciudad en las que visitamos grandes de México, ahí de ese lugar. Y sé que hay mucha necesidad de la gente, y pues lo digo para que los tengan en oración. I say this to, you know, have everyone have just to pray for that area, pray for my wife's family as well, that they come to the truth. And then, you know, out here we have to be bold. They're bold with all that. They're talking about it. You can hear their faith in these rocks and what they say. And we have to have faith in God and know it and speak with authority of knowing that God is and what God's done. Tenemos que nosotros, ellos tienen tanta fe en estas piedras y todas estas cosas como hablan. Nosotros tenemos que caminar con fe y hablar con fe, no tener temor en lo que decimos porque hablamos la verdad. We speak the truth. We use the, you know, we speak the word of God, and we know that the word of God is truth, and we can't be afraid to share it and to live it, because the world's living their way without any kind of shame, without any, and we can't cower it away. El mundo está viviendo sin vergüenza, y nosotros también no podemos ser cobardes en vivir para Dios. Y vivir para una vida para el Señor. Y tenemos que estar listos para testificar en donde estemos y ir con propósito en donde estemos cuando Dios abra la puerta. We have to just go everywhere with a purpose and be ready to testify with anyone if God opens that moment. But it was just something that, I mean, I can go on and on about everything that we saw over there, and that was bad. But the people's faith is there. We saw people doing a pilgrimage for like, it's like 30 or 40 miles walking to some this little town to drop off something to some idol. So the desire and the faith is there. They're just in the wrong direction. And just like there's people there, there's people here that I know that have been in the wrong thing and have been lost, and they just need to be redirected to the truth. Si nos venimos con ánimo porque aunque están perdidos, hay mucha fe todavía. Había gente que estaban caminando como 40 millas de un pueblo a otro para entregarle unas ofrendas a una estatua de un santo. Y si están dispuestos a hacer eso, sé que hay fe, que todavía pueden ser dirigidos a la verdad. Y así como allá, también hay gente acá que son buenas personas, son gente que están buscando de Dios, pero están en la doctrina incorrecta, o están perdidos y todavía no había, alguien no los ha alcanzado a revelarles la verdad. Someone hasn't reached them yet here to reveal them the truth. And that's what we're here for. That's why we go Saturday mornings. That's why we're on the corner. That's why we're going door knocking. That's why we're reaching bus ministry. We're trying to do everything we can to place that seed so it can start growing and God can start watering it. Por eso nosotros estamos dispuestos y hacemos cada fin de semana los sábados a ir a testificar, yendo a las puertas a tocar, yendo con el ministerio de autobús con los niños. Todo para echar semilla, para que Dios empiece a regar y les empiece a brotar en el corazón, para que vengan a la verdad. That way, God waters and it springs in their heart and they come to the truth and they repent and they're baptized in Jesus' name and they receive the Holy Ghost and their life is turned around and we can have revival, the revival that's promised. Y con eso, cuando ya se siembra, se rega y brota. La gente se arrepiente, se bautiza y recibe el Espíritu Santo y Dios trae, va a haber esas almas que van a venir para el avivamiento que Dios nos ha prometido. Y con eso los dejo, hermanos y hermanas. And with that being said, brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave it with that, but I'm going to share a verse before. Because this really, hit me thinking about wherever you go in the world, there's different things, and it really set in this trip. I'd never been into Mexico, and it just opened my eyes to so much. Con esto los voy a dejar con un verso, dos versos, pues, que antes de ir a este viaje no sabía cuántas. Lo he leído, lo he escuchado del pastor, pero me tocó mucho estando en México y viendo esto claramente. And it's in Ephesians 6, verse 11 and 12, and it's starting in Efesos 6, 11 y 12. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Vestíos de toda la armadura de Dios para que podáis estar firmes contra las acechanzas del diablo, porque no tenemos lucha contra sangre y carne, sino contra principados, contra potestades, contra los gobernadores de las tinieblas de este siglo, contra huestes espirituales de maldad en las regiones celestes. We have to have the armor. We have to be ready everywhere we go because there's principalities in every city, and our city has its things, and we have to be ready. Just like there was so many different similar principalities and others different in that part of Mexico, we have our own that we have to battle, and we have to be prepared, and we have to be ready. Así tenemos que estar preparados con toda la armadura de Dios, porque así como en México que vi otras potestades, otras cosas que estaban en control, principados que estaban en esa región, nosotros tenemos también cosas en nuestras áreas en las que tenemos que estar preparados para combatir en lo espiritual. We have to be ready to be in that spiritual battle and go out there and reach the lost. And with that being said, I love everyone and I look forward to seeing everyone Sunday morning. And have a good evening in Jesus' name. Con eso dicho, estoy contento y emocionado de estar ahí el sábado por la mañana. Los espero a todos para que vayamos a buscar que Dios nos mande las almas. For God to send us the souls that are promised and that need the truth. Las almas que necesitan la verdad. Saturday morning at 11 a.m. El sábado por la mañana a las 11 de la mañana. En la 4 y la Grove, on 4th and Grove. Love everyone in Jesus' name.
Pasen buenas noches todos en el nombre de Jesús.